Shalom Aleichem, and welcome to this week's Parshas of Vartlach. So we have eight this week, and let's begin with the Panim Yafos. So the pasuk says, "Vayetar Yitzchak laHashem lenochach ishton Yitzchak davin taHashem across from his wife ki akara hi, because she was barren." So Panim Yafos asks a question: Yesh ledaktik lama betchila amar lenochach ishto stam? Why did it say that Yitzchak was davening across from his wife? Ahad amar v'tar rivka isha, and then she gave birth. Why didn't he mention a name before it? First he said ishto, his wife. So why didn't it say Nilochach Rivka? Only Rivka is told at the end. So Venir Da'amru Chazal, Panim Yafos tells us, it says in the Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Dalim, Shemes Palal Al Chaveira, one who davens for their friend, Tzarech Lahazkir Shemo, you have to mention the name, who you're davening for. About Im Mispal Bifanav, if you're davening in the presence of a particular person, Ein Tzarech Lahazkir Shemo, you don't have to mention their name, Dichsiva Yitzak Moshe Lemor, El Narifan Allah. To give a refuah to Miriam. Miriam was present. Miriam was standing in front of him. He did not need to mention her name. So Lefita Yesh Lomar, we could explain as follows. Yesh Lomar, the Sabar Yitzchak, Ula Yitzchak, Hashem Yitzbarach, Lashanos Shema. Maybe Hashem needed to really change Rivka's name. Kama Ba'avram, the Sarah. Shashina Shemam, he changed their names so that they should have children. Amar, Sarai lo say late, Sarah Tele. Sarai won't give birth, that Sarah will. So maybe Rivka has to change her name. But Yitzchak wasn't told what name to change it to. Therefore, he didn't want to mention her name because maybe it wasn't the name Rivka; it was some other name that would have been Zocha. Ubavur came because of this. Amar lenochach ishto, he davened across from Rivka. She would have to stand in front of her, or her in front of him. This way, he could avoid having to say her name because he wasn't sure what name to use. He didn't change her name. So he davened across from her. And because maybe he had to change her name, so he wouldn't have to say her name. But the mice, in the end of the day, the pasuk says, Rivka Ishto, in the end, the name did not have to be changed, and of course she was Zocha to children. The Agra the Kal is a beautiful idea, beautiful gamach, very deep point. The gamach needs a little help. We're missing something, so maybe those who are listening could give some feedback here. So he says in the pasuk, the same pasuk we learned before, but yet the Yitzchak LaHashem Lenochach Ishto, that he was davening, Yitzchak was davening at Hashem, Dinei Kasu Mekubalim. Mekubal HaRishon write, the Bechet Adam, when Adam ate from the Etadas, Nifkemu Gimel Alfim. There were three Alephs that were impacted, affected, and blemished. Aleph the Adam, the Aleph of the name Adam, Nishar Dam, we're left with the Dam when you take away the Aleph. The Aleph of Adnus Hashem's name, Aleph Dalad Nun Yud, you're left with the word Din, punishment. Aleph of Emes, you're left with a mace. When you take the Alephs of each of those words, you have some negative connotation. Vinei, Hagimel Avos Hakadoshim Tikune Shel Adam Rishon. The three Avos came to fix the mistakes of Adam. The Kasabnu B'Makom Achai wrote elsewhere, Dinei Avram Tikin Aleph De Adnus. Hashem put the Aleph back in, and that's why Chazal tells us that Avram was the first person to call Hashem Adon. So he fixed the Adnus, that Shem Hashem. Yitzchak came along. I'm skipping a little bit. Yitzchak came along to fix the Aleph of the word Adam. He was Dam Nishbach Damo Ede Akeda. He had the Akeda, so he was Zocha to fix the Dam and turn it to Adam, into a person. And then the Tikkun Aleph Yaakov fixed the word Mace, put the Aleph in to make it Emes. That's why we say Titen Emes LeYaakov. And that's also why we say Yaakov never died, because he took Mace away, he made it to Emes. So now he said, if you take the Gematria of the word Adnus, Adam, and Emes. Adnus means again Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That word, Adam and Emes, you have the gematria of 551, which is the same exact gematria of Askin, Aleph, Tikin, to fix the Alephs. That's exactly what they were doing. So then the Agra the Kala says that Yitzchak says, wait a second, we can't fix the final Aleph unless Yaakov comes into the world. How could it be my wife Rivka is not Kara? She can't have a child. So he wanted to add Havaya, Shem Hashem. He says, Vayeta Yitzchak LaHashem. He add Havaya to the names of Yitzchak and Rivka. And he goes on to say that the gematria of Yitzchak, Rivka, plus Havaya is the same exact gematria of 551. That's what he's asking for in order to have Yaakov in the end of the day. But the truth is, the gematria of Havaya, Yitzchak, Rivka is only 541. I don't know where the extra 10 comes from. If you want to count the letters, there are actually 12 letters here. So I'm not sure, but I'll leave that to the audience to give me some feedback how the Agra the Kala fits that gematria back in. Let's keep going now. The Chanukah Satorah, Reb Heschel is on the, commenting on the pasuk Vayomer Hashem Lo Shnei Goyim Bevitneich. There are two goyim in your stomach. Ushnei Lumim Lumim Ayachi Paredu. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara that on Tinonis and Rebbe, these two worlds of the king of the Jews of Yaakov, a Rebbe, and Tinonis from the Edom from Esav. The Yesh Levara writes the Chanukah Satorah. Sanhedrin, the Gemara Sanhedrin records a machlokas between Rebbe and Antoninus, that says, Amrlei Antoninus l'Rebbe me'emas ha'yitzahara shalit adam, when does Zeter Hara come into a person? Amrlei mishas yitzir, when the child is conceived, one still in the womb, it already has a yitzahara. Amrlei, he says to Rebbe, if that's the case, mebayit b'me'imo, then if the child has a yitzahara, he'll be kicking in the mother till he exits, v'yotze. That doesn't happen. So clearly there's no yitzahara just yet. Ela mishas yitzir li'olam, when the child comes into the world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a Yetzirah. The Harka Chod the Rebbe Ledvar V'Ayin Sham. Rebbe ends up agreeing to Antonis. To Lefiza, according to this Yeshalmar, the Zehu HaBerish of Yisrael, to Zuhabanim B'Kirba. This was what was going on when the fighting taking place in Rivka's womb. The Kishavra Al Pischei Avodah Zarah, Haya Esav Mefarches La'atzes. When she passed by a house of Avodah Zarah, Esav tried coming out. Im Kain Haisa Svirle, she thought, the Yetzirah must come Mishas Yetzirah. How can a person have a Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah? Must be the Yetzirah exists already, Mishas Yetzirah. The Chach Amra, that's why she said, Lama Zanochi, Lama Isbalati Al Herion. Why did I daven for such a child if the Yetzirah already exists before him? Maybe he's going to kick me in the stomach and come out. Yote Larik Yavalid. So, Lachach, that's why it says, Vayomer Lai said, Hashem, Shnei Goyim Bevinich, the two nations in your stomach. They both agree, although there was once upon a time a debate, but they both agree in the end of the day that only when the child comes into the world is the Yetzirah. There's no Yetzirah right now. You really shouldn't worry. And therefore, since it's kicking, it must be now's the time for the Yetzirah. Now's the time for them to come out. And that's why it says, L'chach mefarches latzeis ubnei kayem hema. Next one, if you go to the Torah's Moshe, the Chassam Sofer. And the brother went out, and Yaakov grabbed onto the heel of Esav, Yaakov, and he called his name Yaakov, V'yitzhak ben Shishim Shana, V'ledes Osa. So the Chassam Sofer says, Perish Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Karlo Kim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the name Yaakov. V'yitzhak ben Medrash, the Medrash tells us that Mikan, she Yaakov Lomes. We learn from here that Yaakov didn't die. What's the connection of Hashem calling him Yaakov to Yaakov not dying? V'nir Li says a Chassam Sofer, V'reishish Rabba, Adam kara Shemos l'chal behemos, Adam Arishon called the animals different names. This is a lion, this is a tiger, and so on. V'amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'ata ma'yeh shimcha, and what's your name? What are you going to call yourself? Amar Adam, he called himself Adam. V'hiksham mefarshim, lama lo kara lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem? Why didn't Hashem give him a name? V'tircha the answer, Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ayah kari lo Shem? Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu given Adam a name on his own? Hashem gave him the name? L'hoya makes he wouldn't die. Shehoya Shmol Li'olam. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls, that lasts forever. So had Hashem given him a name, called him Adam, or whatever that name would have been, he would have lasted forever. He would have lived eternally. V'asi Shaper, now it makes sense. V'ayikra Shmol Yaakov. Now the fact that Hashem gave Yaakov a name, Perish Rashi HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who called him the Mikansh Yaakov Lameis. That's why Yaakov never died, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls someone something, that name lasts eternally. The next one's the Darsh Mordechai. Mordechai drew up in the Pasuk, Vayomer Yaakov, Yishav Aliyakim, Vayishav Alo, Vayim Korav Esbucharas Ali Yaakov. And they had the agreement, they sold, they swore, they had this of selling the Bechor. So Darsh Mordechai says, just a halachic question. He asks, how can Yaakov Avinu, give away the lentils, the soup? It wasn't his. Yaakov lived in his father's house. And if you live in your father's house, it's not your property to take the food from the refrigerator, from the cabinets, from the pantry, and to give it to someone else. How does it make any sense? So he says, look inside HaTorah, Mr. Peres. She'esav bikech miYaakov is a nezidav Yaakov nasan lo lechem, a nezidav tmuras ha'bechara. Yaakov gave him the food in exchange for the bechara. How could he give lechem unisina dashim? Hare lechem unisina dashim einam shalom. They weren't Yaakov's. Kevin shu somich al shulchan aviv Yitzchak. He was living in his father's house. It was his father's property. He had no right. He had no ownership to this. Vamnam yeshal zechus lechem bebayis. He was able to eat in the house, but not to give it away, to make business off of it. Not to make business. How was Yaakov able to give to Esav the lentils? Chassam Sofer Meiris Einenu. Chassam Sofer enlightens us, opens our eyes up, lizboning to understand Bepilei Hashkacha. Makes perfect sense. Look what happened. Yaakov Avinu Tzarech Liknos as a Bechor Me'esav. Yaakov needed to buy the Bechor. That was true. Mehechan Hayel Yaakov Avinu Kesef. How would he have Kesef? He doesn't own anything. Hare Ish Tam Yoshev Olam. He sat and learned. He didn't have any money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sibeves HaInyan, he created a scenario, She Yitzchak Avinu Misabel Al Avram. Yitzchak's father died, Avram died, and Yitzchak was sitting Shiva, as we know. Hu Tarach Sudas Havra. That the halacha is that the first meal of the Avel comes from friends, from neighbors, from someone else. The Avel doesn't feed himself. Hadin Mesudas Havra, She Mishalachem, must come from other people. Bishukach Hikna Yitzchak Avinu Es Hadashim Yaakov. So yeah, Yitzchak, in order to make the mitzvah of Sudas Havra, he was makne to Yaakov the food, so then Yaakov could then give it to Yitzchak, so it comes from someone else. Uve massive kazen, this scenario, Yachal Yaakov Avinu Lishtamish Bem, now he had full rights to the soup and to the lentils, and now he could use it for anything he wants, whether it means to give a meal to Yitzchak for Sudas Havra, or to give it to Esav, to buy the Bechor. And that's what he did. Afliknos Behem Es Bechor. A beautiful chap in understanding this story. The next one is the Chaim Sheish Bem, a beautiful sefer, a leaking of different drashas in the parsha. So he quotes in the pasuk Vayomer Yaakov Hishavali, same pasuk. So the part is Yosef brings from the Kastas Or. Kushes Ha'olam, everyone asks, Hare Barur, She'erech HaBechor Gadol Le'ein Orech. The value of the Bechor was invaluable. You couldn't put a price tag on what it's worth. Me'archol She'nezid Odash, much greater than the soup. So Yaakov got away with an incredible deal. He gave some lentil soup for the Bechor. Doesn't make any sense. And with this halacha of ona, you can't overcharge or undercharge ona off of 1/6. This is a much greater discrepancy than 1/6. How could this be? So he quotes from the Baal Hafla, Reb Pinchas Halevi Horowitz, who's commenting on the Mishnah Maseches Avos. Mishnah Maseches Avos says, Rebbe Omer have a zari b'mitzvah kala ki b'chamura. A person must be very, very careful in a small mitzvah just as much as he is in a more stringent mitzvah. We don't know the value of mitzvahs. And you should view the loss of a mitzvah as the reward of a mitzvah. What does that mean? If we say that we don't know the value of a mitzvah, so how then can you put a price on it? Then you can be mechashiv hefsed kineged schar. We just said we just don't know the value of a mitzvah. So whether you gain a mitzvah or lose a mitzvah, you don't know the value. So how does that make any sense? So the Hafla answers based on the Gemara in Chulin Daf Pezayin. Ma'isa be'echad she'shachad v'kidim chaver v'chises hadam. Person shechted an animal, and he was supposed to do kisei dam afterward, but someone else chopped the mitzvah and took it away and did the kisei dam. And Rabbi Gamliel said, you owe the guy 10 zuvim, 10 gold coins for stealing his mitzvah. That why dafka asar zuvim? Rabbi Gamliel, he chose somewhat of an arbitrary number, and to see whether or not that would be satisfactory for the Baal Mitzvah, meaning the person who lost the mitzvah would be satisfied if he was given 10 gold coins. And he was masked. He said, okay, that's good. That makes me happy. So that was the value of the mitzvah. In other words, the value of a mitzvah is completely subjective. Depending on what a person's willing to miss or willing to gain for a mitzvah, that's going to be the value. Al pizeh based on this, he writes, now, Venus and Mishnah, we can understand the Mishnah. Hatana posech bevehevi zahir b'mitzvah kal kebechamur. She'en hata yodeh matan schar shem mitzvah. We don't know the value of a mitzvah. Because there's no value in the mitzvah. It's infinite. To imkain temu, how could then we say you should what's the reward? What's the punishment if we don't know the value? The answer is having mechashev hefsed mitzvah keneged schara. The schara veira keneged hefseda. What that means is kol adam biatzmo al pi erech shemiyaches lemitzos. Each person subjectively, according to his understanding, his value of the mitzvah, that's what's kaveya. U'mechashiv eschara b'kima mitzos v'zon shabaveiros. That's the idea. A person has to, whatever place value he puts on it, whatever he's willing to miss, if he's willing to miss a meeting, to daven mincha, and it was a very valuable meeting, that's how much schar, how much value he puts in davening mincha. Everything you have the exchange of missing out money versus doing a mitzvah, where you're missing a mitzvah to make money, that is the value that one places on the mitzvah. So if that's the case, so there's no onah here. When it comes to the mitzvah of the Bechor, that was all dependent how much Esau was willing to give for it, or get for it. And for him, he placed very little value. He was willing to accept lentils, so that became the value of the Bechor in his eyes, and therefore, there's no violation of onah. Now, you go to page number 6, Imri Noam, the Jikavar. The pasuk tells us, Eikav asher shama Avram mikoli, Avram listened to my voice. Chazal Tili, and it goes on to say, Vayishmer Yishmarti es mitzvosai chukosai visarosai. Avram listened to all the mitzvahs. And the Gemara tells us in Yuma that Avram was, Avinu was Mekayim, Kol Torah Kula, Afilu Eiruv Tavshilin. The Hikshaolam Kulam, everyone asks the question, Madu Tafsu Belashonim Daika Erev Tavshilim? Why was the Erev Tavshilim chosen as the example of a mitzvah that he kept? Afilu Erev Tavshilim. V'chilom Atzinu own mitzvahs Dirbanan. Were there no other mitzvahs Dirbanan that we could think of that even this mitzvah Min Dirbanan? V'nir Kiyadu, it's well known in the Zohar. Asher Shlosh Avos Heim Neged Shlosh Sudosh Shal Shabbos. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov are connected to the three meals on Shabbos. Avram was neged Sudas Laila. Yitzhak is neged Sudas Haboker. And Yaakov is connected to the Shlishis. Nimsa Yuchal Lios Asher Avram Lokai Megrak Sudas Shurishan Shal Shabbos. Turns out that in the times of Avram, he only kept the first meal because Yitzhak and Yaakov didn't come into the world yet. Just like we find by Tvila that he only daven Shachar as he waited for Yitzhak and Yaakov to misakin Mincha and Mar respectively, so too when it came to the other meals. He only kept one meal the first night of the Shabbos Suda. Asher Avram Hispalo Shachar Levad, he only daven Shachar, Shehu Shaykh LeShorash. That was connected to his Shorash. Yitzhak just daven Mincha, Kamokain, been into the Shabbos, so too by the Shabbos, Lokaim Rak Suda Rishono. Even though he kept all the other mitzvahs, when it came to Suda Shabbos, he only kept the first meal, waiting for Yitzhak and Yaakov to be misakin their meals. Nimsa. Kishachal Shabbos Achar Yomtiv, when Shabbos falls out after Yomtiv, when do we do an Erev Tavshilim? When Yomtiv is Friday, we make an Erev Tavshilim on Thursday, so when we could cook in Yomtiv to Shabbos. When Yomtiv falls out on Friday, and Shabbos is after Yomtiv, Hayatzarach Lahachin Mi Yomtiv to Shabbos. We have to prepare from Yomtiv to Shabbos, from Friday to Shabbos. Im Kozah Hayayachalitin Eitzes Benafsho, but there could have been a way around it. We don't really need an Erev Tavshilim, at least in the world of Avram, because Avram only ate one meal, Friday night meal. And the Lach is, that just like we find in general, the Gemara tells us a person's allowed to eat his Friday night meal on Erev Shabbos and fulfill the mitzvah, the Gemara says, Asher Rav Tali Shal Shabbos Be'Erev Shabbos. He davened earlier on Erev Shabbos and was able to eat the meal also earlier. So in theory, Avram didn't need an Erev Tavshilin. What he really could have done was, when Yontif was Friday, he could have had an early Erev Shabbos meal, even though it was Yontif, and it would serve to fulfill the mitzvah of Shabbos itself. But despite that, he could have avoided it. Nonetheless, Avram was made sure he did mekayim the mitzvah Erev Tavshilin anyways. He put himself in a position to mechayiv himself to ensure that he would make an Erev Tavshilin because he was always looking after all the mitzvahs. And for that reason, says the Jikver, a bit of a chop, for that reason the Jikver suggests that's why the Gemara says, Afilu Erev Tavshilin. And one final idea from the Taras Emes Rav Leibel Eger. Pasuk says, it came to the Brachos, Vayigash Vayishak Lo, that he came close and he kissed him, and Yitzchak smelled the begadim of Yaakov, he gave him a bracha, and he says, I smell the fragrance of my son. So what does it mean? First he smells reach begadav, then reach b'ni. So Rav Leibel Eger says, lahavin mashu b'tchila, ne'mar reach begadav. First it says reach begadav, levasof reach b'ni. Then it says the child, he smells his child. When Yaakov went to his father Yitzchak for the bracha, v'shinas begadav, he changed his clothing. Shal Yaakov also, so Yitzchak shouldn't recognize him. Hayal libo meshaber bekirbo. His heart was very broken. Yaakov was very uncomfortable with, tricking his father. Ala sosa davar kazel l'shanos his begadav, change his clothing. B'fnei aviv hakadosh shlo yakireyu, to trick his father. Yaakov was very broken. He was very uncomfortable because of this. Hayal davar etzlo Kibegida, Begida lashon of Bibogid, it was rebellious. The Kasher Ba'al Aviv, when he went to his father, Belev Nishbar Hazeh, who came with a broken heart. So Allah Reach Shvias Libo. So there's a certain fragrance of the broken heart began to come up. Is there Reach Begadav? So Yitzchak smelled something. He smelled some rebellion, but rebellion of a place of a good place because he felt guilty. Yaakov felt guilty, and Yitzchak smelled that. Uknatsinu the Medjish Reach Begadav. Reach Bogav the Medjish says. Begadav means Bogdav, to rebel. Hainusha Yaakov Avinu Alavashalm Kivodo Kibogid Bene Atmo. In his own mind, he was rebelling against himself to do such a thing to his father and to trick his father. He felt so bad. Vizesha Reach Yitzhak Avinu Reach Shvias Libo. So Yitzhak initially smelled the Reach of the Begadav, the Reach of the Bogdav, the rebellion, the Shvias slave, the broken heart that Yaakov actually felt bad. Ukmo Atse Besam, when you break Besamim sheshovern esaet, when you break it, the reichel adif yoser, it comes out more, it's fresh, it's stronger. With the shvirs leiv, it creates this fragrance, it's very, very powerful. So to kachai, the shvirs leiv Yaakov Avinu, mebegida, from his rebellion, shasalifi daito, it also created this strong aroma. Hareach Yitzhak etzem kedusha Yaakov, then the fact that Yaakov felt so bad from the bogdav, then he's able to smell the true essence of who this was. Amarech, Rarech, Bani. I see this is actually the smell of my son, the son Yaakov, Kriach Sada Asher Berch Hashem. Because the fact that he feels bad that he's rebelling must be the Reach Bini.